kind of giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. We talk with Greg Hennessy, founder of the North Star Caviar Company up in Williston, North Dakota, about paddlefish caviar. Also, Jessica Cena with the Montana Petroleum Association. Chris Olson, the owner of Treasure Island, sits down with Kids in Capitalism's Otis. And Doug Goring talks about the new soybean processing plant coming to Spiritwood, North Dakota. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick. Jack, who not jump over candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
The American petroleum industry and the surrounding businesses will be hosting the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. The event will be held Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. 18 teams will compete for the ultimate trophy and bragging rights. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. with the public taste testing. There's door prizes and a live band. Cost is $10 per person. All proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the bayou at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota with the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. As we continue with our ongoing feature, On the Farm, we talk with Doug Goring, the North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner, about the future of farming. It looks like it's going to be getting another major job-creating plant out there. Big news on the soybean processing plant outside of Spiritwood. You have any comments on that?
Well, it was a fantastic press conference yesterday, and it went very well. Gave us an opportunity, the governor, myself, Great River Energy, and Minnesota soybean processors to announce a new plant being built here in North Dakota in the Spiritwood Energy Park. It's going to crush about 125,000 bushels of beans a day, which would equate to about almost 43 million bushels a year, and that would account for approximately 22-23% of our state's total production. That will be a big deal for North Dakota. I think this is a win-win for so many. We have the Minnesota soybean processors that will be able to expand and strengthen their portfolio. It's going to be a plus for our farmers in North Dakota, and that will probably consume every bean that's produced in central North Dakota. It will also benefit animal agriculture by supporting more meal. It will benefit biodiesel production and the veg oil business. It will also help North Dakota itself with respect to exports. Right now, we are the eighth largest exporter in the nation, but when it comes to whole soybeans, we are the number two exporter in the nation. This will help us diversify our export portfolio and add meal to that entire scenario, and it's just going to further advance all the work we do with exports here in North Dakota. So this is a big deal. It's going to create 55 to 60 jobs. It's a $240 million plant, and it'll be here for the long haul. It creates some efficiencies at that energy park by partnering up with Great River Energy. There's also, who is an electrical supplier, but also a steam provider, so they have a combined heat and power source that they can tap into. You have the Cargill malt plant there. You also have Dakota Spirit Ag Energy, which is an ethanol facility. And then right down the road, you got Cavendish. So you have a lot of elements there that are going to come into play, and this is just another feather in North Dakota's cap for utilizing our products that are grown and produced here, but also adding more value and adding jobs into our economy, and especially for that area, which I see it as a blossoming type of community when it comes to jobs, resources, and what they can provide.
You just listed off a bunch of those, ethanol plant and the Cargill and a few other things. I know there was a vision a number of years ago for this type of park. Is this part of that vision, or is this extra topping on top of something that already fulfilled its vision? Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah, and I think you're right. This is part of that whole entire vision. There is large amount of land and real estate that's available around there, and it's all becoming interconnected. The power sources, the steam, there's a lot of water refurbishing that's going on there. There is the ability to keep adding onto it, almost like Lincoln Logs and Legos, if anybody remembers those things. But once you have the rail in place, once you have certain entities already working there, pretty soon you create synergies by allowing others to come in because you create more efficiencies and its ability to be more effective. The fact that they can hook up to two different rail lines there is a big deal, and it's going to bolster the opportunity to move those beans or the meal, for example, into other parts of our country, or primarily into the Pacific Northwest, where it's going to be exported. Protein is one of those products that is so widely sought out in the global market because it's much of what the rest of the world doesn't have. We take that for granted in the United States and on the North American continent because we've always been accustomed to having protein available at our fingertips. Not in other places. They have limited plant protein and they have limited animal protein. And all of this product can certainly be used, some of it for human consumption, but the vast majority goes for animal feed, which creates meat protein, which the rest of the world is so desperately seeking.
To listen to the full-length interview with North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring, or to listen to other on-the-farm features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
And with the waves coming up and the rain coming down, and you think, baby, we're all going down, just remember, darling, I built this boat to float.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckscamp. To find out more about Tom Peckscamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckscamp.
So won't you come and roll that other board with me?
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife.
See you and me, baby.
Well, I am very pleased that the Corps has decided not to prolong this process any further and has issued the easement quickly while still complying with the letter and, this, by the way, spirit of the law to give advance notice to Congress. You know, a new and better signal now has been sent by the Trump administration to developers of all types on infrastructure development in this country. There's, once again, a confidence that can be restored that our government's not going to get in the way of job creation, but rather get out of the way so it can be unleashed. I know with the oversight of the landowners and the North Dakota Public Service Commission that the company will restore the land it has disturbed, and that the PSC, cooperating with the U.S. Department of Transportation, will work with the company to ensure that the safe operation of the pipeline as it delivers this American product to market for many decades.
Colonel Henderson called me today and told me that the Corps has now issued the easement for the Dakota Access Pipeline. The estimate is it will take about 90 days to complete the project, and it will be built in a way that protects everyone downstream. This has been a challenge for law enforcement and particularly for the people that live and work in the region. So it's very important that we get it concluded.
Today we were notified that the acting Secretary of the Army is in fact going to issue a notice that they will approve the easement in the Dakota Access Pipeline dispute. This is a very important step forward. We need resolution of this issue, and we need resolution and cooperation from all parties. This now provides an opportunity if the protesters and the people who oppose this pipeline don't like this outcome, they can pursue a judicial result, but I think we're one step closer. We expect that just as a judge has denied relief in the past to the protesters, the judge will continue to deny relief, but we'll wait and see. But this is a necessary and essential step forward to getting this issue resolved. And the critical thing is making sure everyone stays safe.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.